This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us returning for this segment to talk about the topic of nutrition, Dr. Sarah Abood, who is the Assistant Dean for Student Programs at the Small Animal Clinic at Michigan State's Vet School. And she happens to be the, I guess the right word is expert, since this is the right show, the expert when it comes to nutrition. Dr. Abood, can you share with our listeners what your background is in the area of nutrition?
Yes. In addition to my veterinary degree, I have a PhD in nutrition. And I spent about 5 years working in the pet food industry. I worked in research and development at what is now called Nestle Purina, but at the time was Ralston Purina. And in the world of nutrition, I had an opportunity to visit several different pet food companies and their manufacturing facilities. And I'm studying continuously the information that's available in the scientific literature to try to stay up to date as much as possible.
Okay. So it sounds like your passion was nutrition and still is, in spite of the fact that maybe your ongoing activities at the college makes that more of a part-time than full-time, or is your or a full-time position focused on nutrition?
No, you're exactly right, Rick. I have to pursue this passion, not quite as a hobby, but as a secondary part of my job. It doesn't make up the majority of my job.
But if there's anything going on campus with respect to pet nutrition, you probably know about it.
I probably know about it, yep, even if I can't get my fingers right in it.
I can appreciate it wholeheartedly. You know, there's a dozen things I'd like to be doing right now. Yeah. And, you know, knowing some of those, you know, just I ask questions about chemistry all day long, but I can't be a chemist.
Yeah.
But anything that comes up, I always, my ears perk up and I focus right on that. And so I can appreciate when you say that, you know, your passion is nutrition. And I didn't know a lot of that back history before this show, and it's you know, it's foolish of me not to have asked you these questions that we're about to ask you years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that you've had such a experience in our industry, you know, that I have to live and think and do every day.
Well, Dr. Abood, if we can you explain how much of an emphasis is spent on nutrition in vet school?
Yes, I know a lot of people think that, a lot of pet owners we hear think that veterinary students only learn nutrition from the pet food companies, but that's not really true, at least not at Michigan State. We have a number of different people who have nutrition backgrounds in our college, and so students are exposed in the very first year. I'm in charge of teaching a comparative life stage nutrition course, which just means we're looking at some of the nutritional differences between dogs and cats and horses and cows and pet birds, actually. And then students have opportunities as they go through the rest of their training to take extra classes, either in small animal nutrition, specialty feeding of dogs and cats with problems like diabetes or surgical conditions or obesity. And we also have instructors that are teaching in the realm of large animal nutrition. So if someone has a specific interest in horses or cows, they can learn about the variety of diets and forages and grains that are available to feed those species.
Wow.
If somebody, just the average person out there, is there an extension service that can help get the average person connected with this information?
Well, there are a couple of different ones at Michigan State. For example, with regard to the horses and the cows, the Animal Science Department has extension specialists, as well as our College in Veterinary Medicine. We have a nutrition service that's run by Dr. Tom Hurt, and he helps with people who need to analyze large animal diets. With regard to small animal nutrition, I'm not aware of a specific extension service, but I can say that here in our college, if there are veterinarians around the state that have questions, they certainly can call and tap into my perspective and the knowledge that I have. And there are also clients of our hospital in which they're actually presenting an animal or just presenting a question. We will help them in whatever way we can.
Interesting. Dr. Abood, why has the variety and the quantity of the different types of food grown so quickly. I mean, when I go into a pet store, I'm in absolute amazement at the variety of different things. Why has that grown, and is it benefiting pet owners to have so much variety in the marketplace?
It really is something to see, isn't it, compared to 20 years ago. Part of the reason is because of our changing demographics across the country. We have more people relative to 20 and 30 and 40 years ago. We have more adults who do not have two-legged children, so they are adopting or raising four-legged children in the form of dogs and cats. And some of those people often have more money to spend than, again, people spent 20, 30 years ago for their animals. So we've taken the animals that used to live out in the backyard or out in the barn, and we've brought them right into our house and right into our bedroom and right up to the table with us. And companies have responded. So they see a place to make some money, and they then set up all of these different opportunities for us to buy both foods and toys and treats and all that stuff.
Right. Now, you go into a store like that. Do you happen to have your own dogs?
I have pets, yes.
Okay. So when you go in there, and we maybe focus too often on dogs, obviously you have other pets, but what goes through your mind when you see all of that, and what should go through the mind of an average person walking into a facility that has endless choices? And where would you guide that person to learn more about what's in front of them?
Okay, that's a great question. First of all, we have to realize when I walk into a store, I look at everything differently because I know enough to be dangerous. I know how all those foods are basically made. So
yeah.
It's really easy for me to look past the shiny packages, the advertising. I'm going to go right to a food label, and I'm going to look for something called a nutritional adequacy claim. And there's a little bit of a small writing, usually on the side of a bag or on the back, and somewhere it's going to say, this food meets or exceeds the minimum nutrient requirements for dogs or cats, and it will say at a particular life stage. It will say either this food meets the requirements for a dog that's growing or a dog at adult maintenance or for all life stages. What that's basically telling me is that the company has made sure there are enough of the required nutrients that the dog needs, and they're in the right proportion. So it's complete and it's balanced. When a company has that on a label, then I can step back and I can say, all right, they've met this minimum nutritional bar, and with that, I can then look at how much do I want to spend. Is it dried or is it canned? How big is the bag? Do I, like certain things about what's in the food? And most importantly, how will my animal respond to it? So let me back up and say this. All the foods that are basically available in the greater Lansing, East Lansing area, they almost all exclusively have one of these claims on them. And how do I know this? Because I have the veterinary students go out every couple of years and go to all the retail outlets, and we try to find a food that doesn't have one of these claims. And we can't find it. The companies are all trying to meet this minimum bar. Now, there's one exception to this, and that is in the realm of raw food diets. There's a lot of variety in the raw food diets, and not all manufacturers have one of these nutritional adequacy claims. But for the most part, people feeding dogs and cats dried or canned food are feeding them something complete and balanced. So now it's up to the owner to decide, how much do I want to spend? Do I want dried or canned food? Do I like this manufacturer, or do I trust this manufacturer?
Right.
And that's the next step of what we talk about in terms of how do we compare one product to the next. It's
an unbelievable number of decisions that need to be made. Unfortunately, Dr. Abood, we've run out of time, but as I said, I knew we were just going to scratch the surface, but in the future, if we can have you back to continue this conversation, I just know it's going to be a very fascinating one. We've been speaking this morning with Dr. Sarah Abood from the MSU Vet School, who is the Assistant Dean for Student Programs at the Small Animal Clinic. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation on pet nutrition right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.